that, if it's properly organized, we can utilize about 250 youth cooperatives who can provide security, cleaning, and in the process of the amount of money that those children that will be collecting, we can then sustain them. So government does not even put a cent in terms of salaries. Those particular youths, 150, will be having an opportunity to get employed through that particular process that we did. So it was a noble idea which the mayor liked. But when it gets into now the supply chain processes, that's where the problem comes. 2 years down the line, that hasn't taken off. The public facilities are still closed. Nothing has been moving. Secondly, public works, they have a lot of buildings that are not utilized, where sewing machines, the ladies were, cooperatives which are providing sewing machines and things like that, they will stay. We've got the machines, we've got our own equipment, we've got, we just need a place to work. And when you approach your public works for space, it also becomes a problem. So those are some of the examples that we tend to find ourselves in a very difficult, and our members get frustrated when they try to do business. I don't know if maybe the general secretary would like to add on this one.
I would like to add on the issue of the Cooperative Act. The Cooperative Act of 2005 obligates all government departments to have sectoral policies and support programs. But I think until this day, you hardly find a department that has got a sector-based policy and strategy. For example, the worker cooperatives in the Department of Labor and Employment could be one of the best strategies or attempts to create jobs. And we have engaged the department for a number of times without success. And I think also because cooperatives work best through cooperation, building value chains and ecosystems across sectors, it is important that when you deal with departments, there are also champions within those departments who can coordinate the support of cooperatives to assist in terms of job creation. And we believe strongly, Chair, that cooperatives better understood can assist this country in creating jobs. Thank you.
Madam Chair, can I just make a proposal, please?
You may do so, but I thought we have noted the presentation as indicated earlier on the first one that we still have to engage and collaborate again with the association to take it forward. We'll analyze everything and try our best to make sure that easier access to funds, etc., is being done. So for today, I thought we are just receiving this document, seeking clarity questions. We'll have time to deliberate as a committee on the ground. But you may pose your question, Honorable Kroger. I'm not surprised.
Yeah, it's not a question, it's just a proposal. If the organization can maybe go back to the drawing board and put all the frustration on paper and send it through to you, and then we can see how as a committee we can solve their problems, because there's a lot of problems in cooperatives, and as you hear, that is the way forward. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Kroger. Apparently you've got experience of this cooperative because you were a member in the fifth parliament. That will assist us moving forward, because our main objective is to deal with the red tape, as you have indicated earlier on, and to make sure that our people are not frustrated. To be able to create jobs, we need to ease some of the things. Thank you so much. Honorable members, we'll do likewise. We'll engage and also acquire what Honorable Kroger has requested for now, so that we sit down as a committee and look at all the proposals and fine-tune whatever we need to fine-tune, as Honorable Jacobs has indicated that many issues deals with policy matters. So I think that's what we're going to do as a portfolio committee, to assist the association as well as the department. Thank you, President and General Secretary, with your team, and thanks to the members for even allowing them to come to us and present and ask those questions. I believe we have come to the end of this session. Then we'll move back to our agenda. President, thank you so much. You may be released.
Thanks very much, Chairperson, and thanks very much to the Portfolio Committee for your time. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you, Crazy Mate. Please stop sharing.
Brother King?
Yes, Chair.
Let the agenda back to us.
Yes, there are.
Thank you. Consideration of an adoption of the committee minutes of the 25th of August 2021. My understanding is that members have read. You can flag them so that we do some corrections and then we adopt them.
mind, Chair.
I'm fine, Brooklyn. The meeting was highly fruitful. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You're moving.